Half april 1945 hadden Britse en Amerikaanse troepen Nuremberg veroverd. Ondertussen bezetten Russische troepen Berlijn. Adolf Hitler benoemde grootadmiraal Karl Dönitz tot zijn opvolger. Daarna pleegde hij, samen met zijn jonge bruid, Eva Braun, op 30 april zelfmoord in zijn bunker in Berlijn. Op 7 mei 1945 kwam, kort na middernacht, op het Mutual Network het bericht van de officiële, onvoorwaardelijke overgave van Duitsland.
The Boyer part, which of course was very thrilling and a bit of good news for me.
Wonderful.
So I don't know what my career...
From the Mutual Newsroom in New York, a bulletin from London, a French communique broadcast by the Paris radio, said today that a truce has been concluded in the battle for the French Atlantic port of La Rochelle and that the Germans have returned 175 French prisoners. And of course, you heard the earlier bulletin, the BBC recorded at 8.09 a.m. Eastern Wartime, a Radio Flensburg German broadcast quoting the German foreign minister as announcing that the German high command accepts unconditional surrender. The Flensburg radio on the German-Danish border said the German surrender decision was reported by Count Ludwig Schwerin von Krosigk, German foreign minister appointed only last week. More news as fast as it is received. Now back to the program in progress.
Well, Helmut, you were in the Austrian army, weren't you? Well,
good morning from the White House in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
This is a solemn but a glorious hour. I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.